Update November 28, 2023. After the initial Gazette Leader article was posted online, Arlington school officials opted to move a vote on proposed changes to the sex ed curriculum from the school board's consent agenda back onto the regular agenda for November 30, which will give both board members and the public a chance to comment before a vote is taken. Original story, November 27, 2023. Those hoping for one more chance to lobby the Arlington School Board on proposed changes to the school system's sex ed curriculum likely will come up empty on November 30. The policy change, which picked up a number of public speakers when it was introduced several weeks ago, has been placed on the school board's consent agenda. If that decision sticks, it may or may not. The only chance speakers will have to weigh in on the matter will be during the board meeting's public comment period. And that comes after the consent agenda is adopted. The proposal before the school board on November 30 has been modified in several respects from the November 9 school board meeting, when it was introduced for board and public consumption. At that meeting, a school official said the package of changes was not as consequential as it may seem, but that view was derided as incoherent by one of those who came to speak at the hearing. Reviews of the school system's sex ed policies come once every 5 years. This time around, members of the school system's School Health Advisory Board, SHAB, recommended that the policy keep in place the option for gender-separate classes. SHAB's membership voiced a variety of viewpoints and reasoning, yet the common theme emerged for keeping gender-separate classes. That recommendation was approved unanimously, said James Vell Rives, a parent and former school board candidate, speaking at the November 9 meeting. School officials responded that gender-specific sex ed classes had been done away with several years before, but did not provide the specifics sought by several speakers. Critics also have zeroed in on changes that seem to equate long-term unmarried relationships with marriage, with changes to whether teachers can demonstrate contraception techniques, and with a proposal to eliminate the ability of parents to review materials for classroom use that are copyrighted. All of these changes are going to make parents more likely to opt their children out of FLE, Family Life Education, or out of APS, said Norma Zerate, the parent of county students, at the November 9 meeting. Arlington should have an FLE program that parents want their children to hear, where parents want to support the teachers and partner with them in their child's education, she said.